Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of building blocks, we were reading on page 7, talking about Bible doctrines that are important for any church. Let's pick up there as we start the week off today. The doctrine of Christ teaches that when he was dying on the cross, he was dying for every sin you or I ever have or ever will commit. Our sin was placed on him, and that he literally bled and died for us, shedding his blood for our sin. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose up bodily from the grave. He has ascended into heaven, and he's coming again. Now, anybody that rejects that doctrine of Christ hath not God. That's what the Bible's letting us know. And so, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son, because they make their abode in you, as we read in John 14. Then he says in verse 10 here of 2 John, verses 9 through 11, he says, if there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Now, receive him not into your house has a double idea there. They were meeting at that time in homes because they didn't have the buildings like we have today here, especially in America. And so, a lot of these just started in houses. A lot of our churches in America started in homes. And so they would meet in houses. Of course, they didn't have cars to drive back and forth. And so, one home would serve a neighborhood. And they'd seek to find the largest home of a saved person that would offer their home. But when this kind came in with this doctrine, they're unwilling to repent and believe, then my friend, you don't receive them into your house. Now, some say, well, they came to my house and Jehovah Witnesses or somebody of that nature and knocked on my door, and I just told them, get on down the road and have nothing to do with them. Well, I think it's good to try to give them the gospel back. Now, if they're not willing to receive it, let them go on, but just let them know. Say, you know what? I am not interested in that, because there was a day I received Jesus Christ as my almighty God and Savior. And now I know if I die today that heaven is my home. Now, they'll get mad. Now, I've had them say, can you prove that? And when you start proving it from the Bible, they leave without you asking them. But nonetheless, don't receive him into the local church. Don't receive that kind into the local church as a part of the membership. And don't even put them up in your house and say, well, God bless you, man. I hope everything goes great for you. He says, he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. In the rest of verse 11 there, 2 John, verse 9 through 11. But that's not the only thing that we have here. We're going to keep this going here. Okay, so again, they don't hold to the doctrine of Christ. They don't hold to the deity of Christ. We told you that Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. John 1, verses 1 through 3 is a good proof of that. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So in the beginning is the Word, which is God, all things made by him. Yeah, we said we believe in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. But verse 14 says, and the Word, remember, the Word was made, the Word was God. And he says in verse 14, he says, and the Word was made flesh. Verse 10 said, he was in the world, and the world knew him not. Verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So that's part of the deity of Christ, by the way. That's part of the deity of Christ. Salvation is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ alone. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. So Jesus is telling us right there, there's only one way of salvation. That's through him. There's not many roads to heaven. There's only one way. Colossians 1:14 says this, in whom we have redemption, that is, the word redemption means forgiveness, or bought to be bought back. And he paid the penalty for our sin. He bought us back. How? Through his blood. So he says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. So, that salvation is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ alone. Hebrews 9:22, and almost all things by the law are purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission. Remember the way George Washington died? They would bleed him thinking they were getting sickness out of him, and they bled him to death. Well, my friend, for the human, the Bible told us in Leviticus the life was in the blood. So when Jesus became a man to pay our penalty, his blood would have to be shed because the life was in the blood. That blood would be shed, but it had to be perfect blood. So it would be acceptable in the Father's presence of being all holy before him. So this holy blood was accepted. It cleansed us from our sin. And so we see that the blood, Jesus Christ, did all the work for our salvation. Our part is not a work. Our part is a reaction, and that is repentance and faith, a trusting faith, placing our life on these facts. Repentance, Acts 17:30, in the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. The doctrine of Christ, believing that he died for us, was buried, and rose bodily from the grave. Now, there are people that teach a resurrection, but when you corner them on it, they don't believe that there was a bodily resurrection of Christ. It was just some kind of a spirit resurrection. That's not what the Bible says, my friend. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The wages of sin is death, what we've earned. But God's gift is eternal life. And so we take God at his word on the idea of the way of salvation. Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. He washes us in his blood. Revelation 1:5-6 lets us know. We must believe in the deity of Christ, or in the doctrine of Christ, that he was virgin-born, sinless, throughout his entire earthly life, and is eternal, in that he existed in eternity past. At no point did he have a beginning. Only his flesh was created in Mary 2,000 years ago, but he was God's spirit, and they that worship him in spirit and in truth. He existed throughout all eternity past. So, he existed throughout eternity past with no point of his own creation. He always was, and he will live forever. He'll always be. Now, Isaiah 7:14 says this of him, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, the word Lord there is in all capitals, signifying Almighty God. And this sign comes from God, that a virgin will conceive, bear a son, and his name is Emmanuel. That's Isaiah 7:14. Matthew 1:23, the angel says to Mary, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which, being interpreted, is God with us. Now, if the Bible says that's the interpretation, that's what it means by the word, then that's what it meant by the word. God, this is Almighty God with us, is what he's saying. So we're seeing here in these verses then that Jesus Christ was God come in the flesh. So when our sin was upon him, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says this, for he was made sin for us who knew no sin. He didn't have any sin. So he was made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So because he was sinless, our sin was placed upon him. His righteousness is placed upon us. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, not our own righteousness, not that we become righteous of ourselves, but the righteousness of Christ is applied to our account. In John chapter 8, verses 56 through 58, we read this. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, that is unto Jesus, thou art not yet 50 years old. You know, let me just stop there and interject something. He says, thou art not yet 50 years old. Realize Jesus was crucified at 33. So this may even be before he was 33 years old. He might have been 32, but whatever he was, he wasn't 50 years old, but they evidently had such a hard life that he may have looked it. He says, thou art not yet 50 years old. Hast thou seen Abraham? And Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you. And that word verily means truly, truly, truly. Emphasized, said twice to make it emphasis. This is an absolute truth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. How were they to know that God sent Moses? Tell them, I am sent you. So he's letting them know, I am God come in the flesh. Well, that made him mad. They wanted someone to stone him, but they couldn't at that time. Then you believe that he rose up from the dead physically and that he is coming again. Acts chapter 1:11, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? These are angels talking. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. And yes, Revelation 19, he's going to come back in the clouds and we'll be caught up to meet him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord if you are in Christ Jesus. What a great promise that is it not? Oh, that's a great promise. And so he rose up from the dead and he is coming again. We know that he always was and he'll always be. And so he rose up from the dead physically and he's coming again. Acts chapter 2 verses 23 and 24 says, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. I like that, because here's Peter preaching and to a bunch of religious people, and he says, yeah, your wicked hands crucified him, but he rose up from the dead. Wow. We also don't believe in the doctrine of Christ. We believe this. He now intercedes for believers before the Father in heaven.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.